I think that leads us into when you first talk to your client on the phone or in person or via Zoom. These days, we're all finding different ways to meet with clients. But an important, that first interview, I think, is very important because it really lays out what type of case you're looking at. And I think that that allows you as the attorney to decide, is this a case that I feel comfortable taking? Is this a case that perhaps I'm not interested in taking and might be better suited for a different attorney? We use very basic intake forms, and I like to go through them myself first and then go through them with my clients to make sure that all assets, all debts, all transfers, everything has been listed. And I try to make sure to ask a client about these types of important things, assets, transfers, a couple different ways just to make sure that I've covered all the bases. I don't think that a lot of the lack of disclosure in bankruptcy is intentional. I honestly believe that when a client fails to disclose an asset, normally it's because they either don't think that it's important, they don't think it's relevant, or they didn't understand what you were asking when you were asking the question. What are your thoughts, Liz?
I think you're right. I think that the intake form, I do several things. I do an initial consultation sheet, which kind of gives me the basic information and gives me something to discuss with the clients. And then, of course, there are the packages that you have them fill out. But initially, when you meet with the client, that's where you get your spidey sense that tells you this may not be a good case for you. I think we talked about this with your, what happens when you start talking to clients. And with the pandemic the way it is right now, and we're not meeting, or at least I'm not meeting person to person with my clients, you don't have that sense of what they're saying. It's very important to ask those questions up front.
I think the body language of your client when they're sitting in your office, sometimes when you ask about, well, do you own any other real property? Sometimes when there's a hesitation or just a shift, you can tell a lot easier than you can over the phone. Well, are you sure? Do you maybe own some property? Did you inherit some property? And that's when you get additional information again that I don't think for the most part clients are trying to hide from you. I think most people in bankruptcy are the honest but unfortunate debtor. They're not trying to fail to disclose assets. I think they just don't understand what we're asking, honestly.
I agree with that. I think that's totally correct. I think we did have one question about advertising before we move on. The question was, I believe, are all websites required to be reviewed by the state bar? If you're just disclosing your law office, the address, just the basic information, I don't think you have to, that's not an advertisement. But if you have any question about whether it's better to go ahead and have the state bar review it.
I would agree. If it's just basic information of, this is where I can be found, this is my name, my address, my fax number, I don't see very many of those websites these days. Even attorneys who aren't horribly tech savvy are putting at least some basic information about bankruptcy on their website. And so, again, if in doubt, I would run it past the state bar.
So next would be after you've had your initial conversation with your client, then you have the actual interview subsequent to that. And there are very basic things that do cause you to ask those questions, right, Jessica? Have they consulted with other attorneys? Many times you get that feeling when they say, oh, I knew this or I knew that, then you find out that there might be some issues, right?
That's correct. I know that's one question that we ask in our office is, have you consulted with another bankruptcy attorney? There's a couple different reasons to ask that. The main one I feel is because if you see that your client has talked to four different bankruptcy attorneys before they've landed in your office, I think your spidey sense goes off there. This is either a very complicated case or your potential client may have been seeking advice from other attorneys about maybe an asset that someone told them was going to be a non-exempt asset that might get turned over in a Chapter 7 or might cause them to need to file a Chapter 13 to protect. And your potential client is sitting in your office not telling you about this asset, knowing that, well, if you don't know, we don't have to disclose it. They don't have to lose the asset. And so I try to talk a little bit further and a little bit more detailed with clients who have met with prior attorneys. Also, if this is a repeat filer, somebody who's filed a case before, maybe not with my office, I'll pull up the schedules that were filed in their prior case while I have them in my office so I can go through the schedules and ask about assets. Oh, I see you had two houses listed in your last case, but you've only got one house listed here on your intake form. Can you tell me what happened to that other house? Because that's going to be disclosed on the statement of financial affairs anyway.